Welcome to the modern workforce, where multiple generations are converging, a kaleidoscope of generations coexisting from baby boomers to Gen Zers. And over the next decade, the makeup of this workforce will change. Each generation comes with its own digital preferences, giving us a peek at the changing landscape. Baby boomers, digital immigrants. They walk to school uphill both ways, in the snow. Okay, maybe not, but they were able to take care of business before the tech boom. Gen Xers are digitally adapted. They've ridden the tech wave from phones with cords to phones without cords to phones that can go anywhere and even tell you how to get there. Millennials, they're the digital pioneers. They can't imagine life without those smartphones, and they don't need to because they've added collaboration tools like texting and instant messaging. Gen Zers are digital natives. They've grown up in a tech-fueled, app-based virtual world and prefer to communicate through digital channels. And finally, Gen Alpha are the new kids on the block. No, not those new kids. That was Gen X. These kids are undeniably digital first. They're growing up fast, and you'll see them enter that changing workforce before you know it. Millennials and Gen Zers, they're already becoming the next generation of leaders. And by 2035, these digital pioneers and natives will make up nearly 70% of the workforce. So why does this all matter? Because these changing workforce demographics are quickly changing the way we work. We need to be ready for a future where digital experiences and choice are baseline expectations. And that's the future that we're building for today.